Hear now from the word of the Lord as it has been written in the Gospel of Luke, a portion of chapter 2. And the little child grew and became strong in spirit, filled full with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And having finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew it not. But supposing him to be among those on the way with them, they went a day's journey and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And finding him not, they turned back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass after 3 days that they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his intelligence and answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, "Child, why hast thou thus done to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, grieving." And he said to them, "Why have you sought me? Knew you not that I must be in what is my father's?" And they understood not the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, and his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom, and in age, and in grace, with God and men. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work True Christian Religion, a portion of passage 89. Since then it was God who descended into the world, and since he is order itself, it was necessary, if he was to become man actually, that he should be conceived, carried in the womb, born, educated, acquire knowledges gradually, and thereby be introduced into intelligence and wisdom. In respect to his human, he was for this reason an infant like other infants, a boy like other boys, and so on, with the sole difference that this development was accomplished in him more quickly, more fully, and more perfectly than in others. And our last reading this morning is from the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 1461. Knowledges from the Word are such that they are open from the Lord himself. For the Word itself is from the Lord through heaven. And the Lord's life is in all things of the Word, both in general and in particular, although it does not so appear in the external form. Hence it may be seen that in his childhood, the Lord did not will to imbue himself or fill himself with any other knowledges than those of the Word, which was opened to him from Yahuwah himself, his father, with whom he was to be united and become one. And this the more because nothing is said in the word that does not in its inmosts have regard to him, and that has not first come from him. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.